Let's talk about divine secrets the next time. I ain't got nobody to say amen. We're going to talk about secret things revealed by the Spirit of God to His children. Hallelujah. And you know what's going to happen? He talked to me about it. You're going to get your stuff back. I'm going to say this much. There are some things that's been left to you through some of your ancestors, and you didn't even know it. You don't even know it. But He's going to reveal it to you. You're going to get your stuff if you operate in this principle. Hallelujah. You got some report from the doctor and other sources had tried to tell you this is it. But you're going to discover, like Isaiah, when God sent Isaiah the prophet to Hezekiah. And told him, you're going to die. But Hezekiah said, no, not Lord, I've done what you said. I kept your word. I did this and I did that, and you told me to do it, and I'm not ready. And the prophet was on his way out of the place, out in the yard. God said, you go back and tell him. Go back and tell him. I'm telling you, God said, tell him. It's not over yet. It's not finished. It's not finished. Hallelujah. You hadn't lived in the house that I have for you. You haven't driven the car that I have for you. You've been driving somebody else's. Woo. You hadn't preached in the places that I called you to preach in yet. You hadn't won the peoples into the kingdom that I have for you to win. And so you can't go nowhere. Hallelujah. 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 So I'm telling you, it's not over yet. But maybe in a few days, the king will show up. But it's not over yet. Not now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Woo. We're going to talk about the secret. Secret place. Secret thing. Revealed to God's people to know in this hour. You got the goods. You got the anointing. Hallelujah. You got the connection. Hallelujah. You can see it. Oh, yes. We're going to talk about that. You can see it. How do you see it? I see it by revelation. Not just some scripture I read, not that what I heard Kenneth Copeland say or somebody else. It's what I know. It's what I know. It's all right, they said it, but it's not good for you if you just heard it. I mean, just remember and quote it. You gotta know it yourself. You gotta know it yourself. You gotta open this Bible up and let that Bible talk to you. It gotta be personal. It got to be personal. Hallelujah. And so then manipulation, all that stuff go out the door. You don't have to do all that stuff. Just do what God said. People will serve you that you never thought would serve you. People do stuff for you you never dreamed. You say, why is that person doing? They hated my guts. Now look what they're doing. Okay. Father, thank you for this day. You are so dear to us. You are so dear. You are so precious. We want to say so in public that we cherish you, your love. We honor you with the greatest honor that we know how to honor you with. For you have imparted to us such a glorious thing that our mind will never conceive it, but our heart can believe it. And so, Lord, for this people here, these words just that were just spoken and proclaimed, I pray it sparks a hunger in them and a thirst, an unrest until they begin to search the scripture. There are those in here that didn't open their Bible too regularly, that they can't, that it will spark something in them. Oh God, they can't be satisfied until they know it inside of them. And they'll create a fellowship with you, and they will have a learning experience with you that it will just turn their world upside down. It will turn that what's on the inside of them will come to the outside. And I thank you, Lord, they'll begin to walk in their heavenly calling on this earth they have received from you. And they began to walk in the riches of the glory of the only God who knows and can and will and shall keep his word, do everything to make us shine and blossom in this earth with your glory. That others who are in distant land, those who are in broken places, bound and twisted, will the light will shine. They will find hope and be delivered out of their dilemma and brought into the place of your safety in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for hearts coming after you, searching after you, and people that's easy to be led to their saving faith in Christ Jesus. So we give you praise and thanks and glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You in the audience and those that are listening to me, say these words out of your mouth. Lord Jesus, I believe with all my heart, you are the Son of God. You're the Christ of God. Today, I surrender my life to you. I invite you into my heart. I turn away from my ways and I turn to you, and I receive you now, and I make you my Lord. Thank you, Father God, for saving me, accepting me. Thank you, Lord. Now take my life and do what you will with it. I give it all to you. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, that is, with the evidence of speaking with other tongues. In Jesus' name, amen.